Well, praise God. Happy Sunday morning to you and Happy New Year. Feliz domingo para la mañana y feliz año nuevo. Welcome to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben, a church where you can call home. Amen. Where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan. Bienvenidos a todos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves. Be ready to receive. God has something for you. Amen. He's not wanting to exclude you. He wants to include you. Amen. So remember that. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. So praise God. Today we're going to be talking about serving Him with passion. This is a new year, amen. So we want to serve Him with passion, not just yearly, but on a daily basis, amen. He says, "Rejoice." He says, "This is the day the Lord has made. This is the day the year has given us. Rejoice and be glad in it, amen." When you have Christ in your life, you're going to be joyful. Ain't nothing to be sad about. He didn't put you here to be sad. He put you here to win, to be a winner, to be a champion for Him, amen. So let's remember that. Serving Him with passion. And remember that God is not finished with you yet. Some of us, we just got to rededicate ourselves this new year and start again, you know, because He wants you to be involved. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. Who is He going to use? He's going to use us. We just got to stay ready. Amen. Praise God. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. I mean, you got to remind this on a daily basis. He's got plans for me. None of them include defeat. But you know what? You got to stay full of Him. And you got to stay connected to your power source, the vine. Amen. So praise God. Be available to Him. Amen. He's knocking and you're just not answering. The problem's not with Him. The problem's with us. We got to get this ready. Amen. So let's remember that. Remember that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Remember that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. He says He never leaves us nor forsakes us. We walk away from Him. He never walks away from us. You know, when He came, He had a mission, and He didn't walk away from it. He knew He was going to be sacrificed on a daily basis. But you know what? He never gave up, and He kept pressing on. You know, He had you in His mind. He had you in His heart. Amen. We got to be that dedicated this new year. Amen. To serve Him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Remember that you're a winner, you're a champion, and you're an overcomer. See yourself the way He sees you. Not the way the world sees you. Not the way jealous people see you, but the way He sees you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited already. So let's grab our swords and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Woo, praise God. This is my Bible. It's it. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited. I don't know about you. I have a nugget I want to read at you. And I modified it. I made a change on it. But it goes like this. It's a new day. It's a new year. It says, today is a new blessing from God. Don't let yesterday's past failures and pains ruin the beauty of this new day, of this new year He's given you. It says, give thanks and be grateful. Man, have a winning attitude. Amen. Let's start this day with a winning attitude. You know, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, every day has its own promise of love, hope, peace, success, joy, strength, and many more blessings from our God. It's a new day. It's a new year. Rejoice, be glad, and give thanks. Amen. Ooh, man, that'll bless you. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I wanted to say thank you for all our supports, for all our church family here. I just wanted to say thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness, not only being here, but serving God. Amen. So, you know, I mean, that's encouraging. That's a pat on you. I got my pat. That's just to let you know, keep pressing on. You know what Jesus says? You know, He don't hold the past against you. He says, get up and press on. So, you know what? This is a new year, a new day. He's saying, press on. He's got greater things for you. Amen. And know that you can do all things through Christ Ooh, praise God, man. Praise God, praise God. Serve Him with passion this new year. Leave the past behind. Amen. So, but you know what? The world, you know what the enemy tries to do? Of course, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's going to remind you of all the past. But you know what? Leave it behind. You're a new creature in Christ now. We're going to go through some of these scriptures in a few minutes. Thanks, Carmen. Says the past is what? Behind. So learn from it. We don't have to go back. Says the future is ahead. Prepare for it. And the present is here. Live it abundantly. Bible says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Your enemy, the devil, the thief, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Live it to fulfill. Fulfill it completely. Amen. Praise God. It says, don't let your past mistakes keep you from being God's best. The enemy and people are going to hold it against you. And it's been 5, 10, 30 years, and they're still holding it against you. Amen. So you know what? When he forgives, he forgets. So you do the same thing. And you know what? If people bring it up, says, go to the next one. It says this, don't judge me by my past. I don't live there anymore. And guess what? Charges were dropped. Amen. He's not holding it against you. It's the people that are holding it against you. They need to forgive and forget. Amen. Woo, praise God. They're in bondage. Don't let the past hold you a prisoner. Don't be a prisoner of your past. That's what I was trying to say. It says, but the bridge, it says, burn the bridge that leads back to your old way of living. If you don't stay full, the world is going to have you, and the world's going to drag you back. So you got to be ready. You don't want to go back to the old you. Amen. You got to press on. I'm a new creature in Christ. The past is gone. The old is gone. The new is in. I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And we've been talking about the past because we just experienced it or having a new year. Amen. It says, let go of past sins, cares, worries, failures, fears, lacks, bad habits, bad friends, bad attitudes. This is not all the list. Amen. We all experience different things. But you know what? It says, let it go and let God. Amen. He knows how to deal with it. He knows what to do about it. You don't. Because you're going to be so preoccupied, so stressed out. Amen. And you know what he says? He says, give it all to me. Cast it on me. Because I've got bigger things for you. Amen. So quit holding on to it. Amen. Okay. This is our first scripture. But it says, I'm going to read it to you from the easy to read version. It says, brothers and sisters, I know that I still have a long ways to go. But there's one thing I do, forgetting what is in the past, and try as hard as I can to reach the goal before me. I keep running towards the finish line to get the prize that is mine, because God has called me through Christ Jesus to live up where? Up there in heaven. Amen. So, you know, we've said it many times, but we'll say it again. This is not your home. Amen. We're just doing God's mission, whatever mission he's given you. But we're passing through because heaven is our home. Amen. So let's remember that. Keep going, Carmen. It says, Isaiah 43:18-19 says, do not remember the things that have happened before or the past. Do not think about the things of the past. It says, see, I will do a new thing. I will begin happening now. It will begin happening now. You will not know about it. I will even make roads in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amazing, you know, the things he can do. Thank you, Lord. Man, we want to be right in it. Amen. Keep going. It says, Romans 12:2, a New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. But you know what? If you stay full of the word, you won't be doing this. Because you got to renew your mind. The battlefield is the mind. But we got to keep it renewed to what the word of God says. Otherwise, we'll fall. But it says, do not copy the behaviors of the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think, renewing your mind. Then you will learn learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Amen. We talked a lot about this. You know, there's no bad things in heaven, no sickness in heaven for God to put you or give to you. A lot of people, I've heard a lot of people say, well, God put this, or God's doing this for me to show me something. No, he's not. He don't have no bad things. He put it on Jesus. He sacrificed his son and put all these things on him. Amen. So we just got to know what the word says. If it don't line up with the word of God, don't receive it. Delete it. Man, we got a computer. Everybody knows where the delete button is. Delete it. The battlefield is the mind. You think it. And you know what? If you delete it, if you don't speak it out, you just let it go. You haven't sown any seed. Once you sow the seed, you know, you're in trouble. You just got to dig it out and say, I don't receive that. Amen. Dig it out and cast it out. Amen. Whew, these are good. Keep going, Carmen. It says 2 Corinthians 5, we've been through this. New Life Version says, for if a man belongs to Christ, he is a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. You know what's happened? You had a spiritual birth. You're born again. But it's a spirit. Amen. Your spirit man is born again. Your physical and your mind is still the same. Amen. They see you, and all they see is a physical you. They don't see the spiritual you. And your mind's been, you know, you're renewing your mind to the things of God. New King James says, therefore, if anyone, that's you, you can put your name on there. It says, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Again, people are going to try to hold this against you. Oh, I know you from way back. We go way back. Yeah, but I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm not the same person anymore. Amen. I'm a new creature in Christ, new life in him. And my words and my behaviors have changed. I'm not going to hang out with the old crowd, with the old boys anymore. I'm going to, it's a new way, new words, new ways of living. Amen. So praise God. Ooh, it says open the new year with a big bang. Amen. I mean, what do they do when they celebrate in New York, you know, or wherever you are? You know, even in little bitty Redford, we used to go out at midnight and just go at the 45 or whatever it is and just shoot it up in the sky. Big fireworks going up. Amen. So open it up with a big bang, excitement, enthusiasm, enjoyment, rejoicing, and gladness. Amen. Be excited. Man, he's given us another year to serve him. When you think that way, not in a sad way, we're thinking, well, man, I've got so many problems. Why do you have them? When he says, give it to me. Amen. So don't think that way. Think the way he wants you, renewing your mind and knowing who you are and whose you are. Amen. And who's backing you. Lord, I'm ready to serve you. Lord, here I am. Send me. Amen. When you start thinking that way and doing and being obedient to what he's called you to do, you know what? Nothing can hold you back. Don't limit God. And don't limit yourself. Know what you can do through him. Amen. Woo, praise God. Psalms 118:24, of course, we've said, it says, this is the day, this is the year that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. It says, easy to read version, it says, let us rejoice and be happy today. That's a daily basis. On a daily basis. New King James says, this today the Lord has made. Jose, you can personalize that. Jose will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Because if you start thinking, you know, say, man, I can't wait. Tomorrow, I got problems now, but tomorrow's going to be worse. Next week is going to be worse. Next month, next year. No. Confess the right things. Amen. So praise God. Have faith in him. We walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. So praise God. It says, how is your passion level for the new year? Let it be hot and not cold, but not lukewarm. He says, I'll take cold and I'll take hot, but not lukewarm. Amen. It says, Revelation 3:16 says, but since you are lukewarm and water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. New King James. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Some he says he'll vomit, some says spew, and some says spit. I don't want that to happen to me. Amen. So I don't want it to happen to you. He wants us to serve him with passion, serving him, giving all to Jesus. Amen. You know, when you go to your job,
they pay you to do a full service, a full job. So you don't do part-time work and then you expect a full-time pay. Well, you know what? God wants full custody of you, and he wants all of you, not just part of you, not just a part-time Christian, but a full-time Christian. Because you know what? You're no match to a full-time devil. Amen. So remember that, serving and giving all to Jesus, to be committed, to be surrendered totally to him. Let go and let God walk the walk and talk the talk. And you know, like I say, you're amongst people all the time. And if you're not renewed, if you haven't renewed, if you haven't spent time with him, fellowship with him, you know, this world is going to have you lunch in a heartbeat. Amen. Because they're going to say things. You're going to hear things. You're going to be around ungodly people, rude people, ugly people. But you know what? So was Jesus. Amen. But you know what? He was full of the word. And we need to do the same thing. He says, what I did, you can do also. But we got to spend time with him. Got to get the word in so we're working, the right things can come out. Amen. Because you know what? We're spirit, we're soul, and we're flesh. And the flesh wants to say the right thing. And the flesh wants to give back the same thing. Amen. But we got to be in love and compassion. Use his love and compassion. Amen. So praise God. Zip the lip. Don't say the wrong things. Because you're sowing bad seed. And that bad seed is going to come back at you. Amen. So watch your words, watch your actions. Be available to him. Some people come and tease you to try to get you to fall. So know that and be ready for it. I'm sure they tried the same thing with Jesus, but it didn't work. Amen. So let's remember that. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. New King James says, I, Jose, walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. But we reverse that. We try to walk in fear and by sight more than we walk by faith. When you have the greater one in you, you know that you can walk out in faith because he is with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He is with you. The word is in you. So what's going to come out of you? The word of God. Amen. Speak the word. Speak the word. Amen. Amplify says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confidence, believe in God's promises. Amen. Amen. He's going to back his word. Amen. People in this world don't back their words. But he'll back us up. Amen. He's always with us. He don't leave us nor forsake us. I wrote this and I passed it up, but I says, open the new year with a bang. The excitement, the enthusiasm, enjoying, rejoicing, being glad. And you know what? I hate to say this, but sometimes we got to learn from our worldly brothers and sisters out there. Hey, the world. You know what the world does? Any sporting event you go to, I don't care if it's football, basketball, whatever. Any worldly event, them people will show up and pay big money to be there. And you know what? They don't care circumstances. They don't care the weather. You'll see them in the stands. You'll see them out there, you know, whether it's hot, freezing, cold, whatever. They're out there. And you know what? They're not sad. And they're not bad, you know. We come to church and we can't sit for a few minutes and we're already doing this. And we're all, cut it short, Pastor. We can't hear the word. And you know what? That was not for me. Well, I just went and met my quota for the week or the month, whatever. My year. No, we can't do that, you know. These people are having fun and enjoying it. Amen. Well, you know what? Well, I paid good money, so I'm going to have a good time. But you know what? Jesus paid the price. He paid a debt he didn't owe. And we owe a debt we cannot pay. So we ought to be excited to come and sit and hear the word, assembling ourselves together. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I'm going to be talking about that. Because we're here to enjoy ourselves, assemble and encourage one another. We don't do that anymore. And it's getting worse. And you know how many churches are shutting down? You know, even the worldly news is talking about how many churches are going to close this year. I'm talking about thousands. Amen. It shouldn't be that way. You know why they're closing? Because people are not coming. You know, we got TVs, we got cell phones, we got all kinds of things that we can just watch on TV. Amen. We got to stop that. The Word of God tells us, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Amen. So I just want to commend you that are still being faithful in us coming and assembling ourselves together. Amen. To encourage one another to be here. You know, Jesus didn't give up. He came and fulfilled his mission. But he wants us to do the same thing. But he says, you know what? He says, don't forget assembling yourselves together. Because the enemy is against you. The world is against you. Amen. But you know what? We got to come and be encouraged so we can step out of that door. This is nothing. When you step out of that door, you're in the world. You're in devil's property. And them giants, they're going to have you. If you're not ready, if you're not encouraged and built up in the Word of God, stirred up for Jesus this new year, the world's going to have you. And it's not his fault. It's our fault because he's told us what to do. We just got to be obedient and committed and surrender to him. I wrote it this way. It says, learn from worldly people attending sporting events. It says, they attend no matter what the weather, no matter what the circumstances. And we need to do the same. Have the winning attitude. Have an attitude of gratitude where we can come and assemble ourselves together. I don't care who's not doing it. I want to go by what the Word of God says. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Says, get rid of some of these killers. All you need to do is see. God has a vision for you. God has a dream for you. God has a mission for you. Well, get rid of these dream killers, mission killers, motivation killers, passion killers, time killers, vision killers. You know, and be careful who you share with. Well, you know what? This is what I'm going to do this new year. This is what God wants me to do. Oh, man, you know. And people are going to talk you, try to talk you out of it. Immediately, you know. They don't. They work Monday through Friday, but the weekend's mine. You know. Well, don't you go to church? Don't you spend time with the Lord? Oh, no. No, come on now. Says, get rid of these killers, sin, things, distractions that want to rob you of your life. They want to rob you of your joy. Yes. I've said it many times. Don't let people drag you out of your peace, out of your joy, out of your dream. You drag them into your peace. Amen. You drag them into your dream and your vision. Amen. Praise God. John 10:10, we know it by heart, but it says, the thief, the enemy, the diablo comes. Does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. I like the Amplified says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Says, I came that they might have and enjoy life. You know what? If you got the Word of God in you, you're going to be happy and you're going to enjoy the life God has given you. Instead of being down, doom and gloom, you know, and what the world says and what you're hearing, you know. Don't take that. Don't line up with the Word of God. I'm not receiving it. I don't watch the news. Amen. Praise God. It says things, distractions that stop us from fulfilling God's, what God has called us to do. Remember, he's a call to you. He's got a call on you. So you are somebody. Don't let nobody say you're no good, that you're not this, you're not that. God called you. He put you here for a reason. Amen. He's called you, he's anointed you, and he's equipped you. But we got to stay ready, and we got to stay full and connected to him. Amen. Praise God. He said he didn't put you here. He put you here to win, not to lose. You remember that? On a daily basis, because the world is going to try to drag you and say different things. And people are going to come and dump on you. Amen. You got to be ready. It says, don't let someone who gave up on their dream talk you out of yours. Be careful who you pour yourself out to. You must learn to stir up, refire your passion for God this new year. Amen. Refire. Amen. Get stirred up. Amen. You know that good stew ain't good, man, until you stir it up. Man, you got to get all them spices well in there. Amen. Praise God. It says, believers don't retire. So this new year, don't retire. It says, refire, rekindle, spark, ignite, and light. You know what? When you flip that switch, darkness is gone. Light is there. Amen. So you do the same thing in your life. You keep that light for Jesus going. Amen. You are light of this world. Amen. He put you here for this. To bring his light to wherever you happen to go. And you know what? When you walk into that dark world, there's light because you are there, because Jesus is with you. Amen. So, praise God. Be stirred up. Be awakened. Be kindled. Renewed. Restart. A new beginning. A new year. Amen. So, thank you, Lord, for this new year. It says, believers retire from jobs and careers, but they never retire from serving God. Amen. We're here to serve. And, you know, we got all these Bible heroes that we talk about. And they were committed and they were serving him. You know, and some of them, I mean, all of them were killed except for one. They were martyred. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Amen. So let's remember that. Do not retire from serving him. You may retire from your job, but you don't retire from serving Jesus. I don't care how old you are. Amen. Praise God. Age doesn't mean anything. Praise God. Some of us stop serving him. We must stop playing church. Ooh, hallelujah. This is where I wrote this. It says, church is closing for lack of attendance. It should happen. Man, there's more beer joints, more clubs out there full of people, sporting events full of people, and the church of God is empty. Closing because nobody's attending. And you know what? When they need something, who do they come to? They come to God. We use him like a spare tire, you know, only in case of emergencies. He don't want that kind of service. He didn't sacrifice his son for us to be that way. Amen. Playing church. Church is closing for lack of attendance. Says, we let TV, cell phones, and other excuses for not assembling ourselves together. Says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. This is one way to stop believers. Amen. The battlefield is the mind. If you're not renewing your mind, if you're not spending time with him, the world will have you. And you're going to drop away. He didn't stop. We stopped. He didn't stop. He was committed. We uncommit. Amen. So stop using excuses. Work all week. Rest the weekends. And always busy. No time for church. Amen. Yeah. We all work and we get tired. And we got to rest our bodies. But you know what? Always make time for him. He made time for us. He left heaven, a perfect place, to come and be sacrificed for us. And you know what? They crucified him. And before he gave himself back to the Father, he says, Father, forgive them. Amen. We got to learn from that. Amen. We got to be faithful and not just pass it up, you know, and let the world or let people hold us back. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's my next one, Carmen. It says, stop using excuses. And Hebrews 10:25 says, in the New Living Translation, says, let us, that's us, not neglect our meeting together, as some people do. Well, see, they was doing it back then when they wrote this. So they're still doing it now. So we got to stay prayed up. We got to stay stirred up and, you know, praying all the time. But encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. His was not capitalized, but I capitalize it because his is him coming back for us. Amen. So praise God. The New King James says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And day is cap. That means he's coming back. Amen. He left, but you know what he said? He says, I'll be back. So he's coming back. We got to be ready. Don't wait till the last minute to say, hey, Lord, I'm sorry. Because you may not live that long. You may just drop dead. Amen. Or the trump is going to sound and we're going to be transformed. Amen. So don't put it off. Amen. Don't put it off any longer. So stop using him like a spare tire. Remember about him only on emergencies. Or when I need you, I'll call you. And you know what? We just go dump on him. And we don't spend time meditating or spending time waiting for what he's going to say. We just can't be doing this. We got to be totally committed. Amen. Listen, Mark, I'm going to read this to you. It says Mark 12, 29 through 31 says, Mark 12, 29 through 31 says, in the easy-to-read version, Jesus answered, the most important command is this. People of Israel, listen. The Lord your God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and all your strength. The second most important command is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. These two commands are the most important. And command, in case you don't know, I spent a lot of time in the military, and when they give you a command, it's not if you want to do it or not. Command is an order given, a command given with authority. Amen. To direct with authority. A general who commands an army can give these orders, but guess what? Jesus is our general, and he's our commander-in-chief. Amen. When he gives orders, we must obey. Say, yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. Commandments are not suggestions. Or if you feel like it, or if you want to do it. Your choice to obey or disobey a command. Obey is you will receive the blessings. To disobey, you'll suffer the consequences. If you're going through some bad times, doesn't mean he's the problem. We just got to line up with the Word and dethrone ourselves and put him back on the throne. Seek him first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things, all these other blessings, whatever it may be, will be given unto you. Amen. Church is a healing place for all, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Since church is a healing place, we must all meet and don't leave like you came. Amen. You know, you come here, be like a sponge and just soak up what the Word and what the Word is being preached. You know, whoever happens to be preaching, amen, just like a sponge it up, you know, and receive it. You know, I don't care if the person's around me or behind me or in front of me are not getting anything. But you know what? I'm just going to sponge it all up, soak it all up. I'll take it all, you know. It ain't going to hurt you. It's going to bless you. Amen. Don't leave here like you came. Give it all to him. Sundays after Sundays, days after days, and we're still carrying all the cares, all the worries, all the hurts, all the hates, and all the jealousies. Why? He's told us, if you know what the Word says, then just be obedient and do what the Word says. Give it to him. Don't give it to the neighbor. Don't give it to the mouth of the south. They're going to go. He says, we're to go share the gospel, not the gossip. If you give it to big mouth over here, you know, and they're going to go tell everybody before the news is out, before you get home, everybody knows. Listen to this. That's insane. Insane, I wrote it this way. Insane is doing the same thing or carrying the same hurt over and over, day after day, year after year, and expecting different results. And you're still doing the same thing. And you're not doing anything the Word of God tells you to do. And you still got the same thing, the same sin, same everything. Amen? So let's not do that. That's insane. Do what the Word says. You know what? Confess it. And again, he says he forgives and forget. We got to do the same thing. I don't care if people bring it up to you. I say, charges were dropped. Amen. He's forgiven and forgotten. So did I. And if they don't forgive and forget, that's their problem, not yours. Don't take it back. And don't be ugly to them. Just let them know, I've been forgiven. And charges are dropped. So you don't have to say anything bad. And that's good enough. It says, obey his commands, confess, release it, and be healed. Confess it, release it, and you be healed. It says, let go and let God. Don't accept the devil's lies and hold you back no more. Change, press on, and go with God. Amen. We're going to close with that. He says, he forgives and forget. We must do the same thing. Amen. We must do the same thing. Praise God. Because, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And know this, this new year. He says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through Him. So in closing, I just wanted to say, you that are watching, you that are listening, if you have never accepted Him, all you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against You. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's not going to hold back. He's just going to say, I forgive and forget. I just want you to press on. Get up and press on. And get busy serving Him and doing, fulfilling the mission He's called you to do. If you're running from God, you've been saved and you're running now, you know, just rededicate yourself. Say, Lord, I confess my sin. I rededicate myself back to You and go and finish what He's called you to do. If you want to know what He's called you to do, spend time with Him. He'll let you know. Amen. But the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So quit talking against yourself and quit limiting yourself, because He's an unlimited God. Amen. And you can do all things through Him. If you have sickness in your body, I do this all the time. I speak to my body. Amen. I'm speaking the Word of God in my body. Said, line up with the Word of God. I receive no malfunctions. I receive no sicknesses in my body. I rebuke all that. And I command it to go in Jesus' name. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I'm going to stand on the Word. Amen. So you do the same thing. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. And it's time to give. Amen. Those of you watching, those of you listening, and we still want to give your tithes and offerings, just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Press the donate button. If you're mailing it, just go to NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, go to New Beginnings Church, Other Big Bend. And we just wanted to say Happy New Year and thank you so much. Amen. God bless you.